This is a call to action.
It was late February when Governor Jerry Brown and Democratic legislative leaders announced with great fanfare emergency drought legislation.
What needs to be done will be done and is being done.
The governor's office promised the $687 million would immediately help communities deal with the drought and provide funding to increase local water supplies. But more than 4 months later, the governor's Department of Finance says just $87 million has been officially committed, which doesn't automatically mean the money's been spent. That leaves $600 million of emergency drought relief untouched.
They made a big political statement on it that it was going to get out early.
Republican State Senator Tom Berryhill.
Everybody likes to put a big headline out there, but the fact that they haven't been able to move this money quickly doesn't surprise me at all. It's part of the problem with big government.
The Brown administration says $200 million in competitive grants for water projects will be awarded in September, with $250 million more in a second round next spring. Celeste Cantu is applying for some of that money. She's with the Santa Ana Watershed Project Authority and says she has projects ready to go. She's grateful the governor and legislature are making the money available as soon as September. Normally, she says,
I think it's like a year or a year and a half.
But frankly, she says, there's nothing the governor and legislature could have done this year to reduce the water shortage.
The water challenges that we face in California today and probably the rest of the 21st century can never be responded to in an emergency fashion.
As for the unspent money, the Brown administration says the grant process has been, quote, as expeditious as possible, while making sure state money is being spent appropriately. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.